This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A New Mexico abortionist is testifying in a federal Texas case against the law banning D&E abortions. He ironically makes the case that Texas abortionists should not be compelled by law to use his own abortion methods. It is another example of how abortion arguments are becoming a rhetorical quicksand bog for proponents and practitioners of abortion. The winner of Tuesday's Virginia governor's race is expected to march to the drumbeat of abortion advocates. His $11 million campaign war chest likely included $3 million from Planned Parenthood alone, much of that money from taxpayer subsidies. This is Life News Radio. While abortion history is a sad story, we need something more than sad storytellers. The sacrament of baptism calls Christians as prophets to call out the false narratives of abortion. Such practice has no place in a free and good society. The same goes for other assaults on human life. Take seriously the call of God on your life, and let's make a culture of life. For about 5 days this month, a major Catholic university found, in President Trump's executive order protecting conscience, a way to avoid providing health care to its students that includes contraception. Not only does such contraception run contrary to church teaching, but more and more people are seeing profound ways in which contraception doesn't work and how it harms women. It is now coming to light that Notre Dame University will see its students get the free contraceptive, artificial hormones, and dangerous devices simply because its insurance company, Meritain Health, an Aetna company, won't change. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.